Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 75 degrees on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. Want to thank today's show sponsor, Whitman Lawn Care. You can check them out at WhitmanLawnCare.com. They can help you protect your yard from fleas and ticks so you can let the good times roll without the worry. Call them at 570-451-3683 and take your backyard back. I appreciate Whitman Lawn Care for sponsoring the show today, but it is Tuesday, September 16th, and like every Tuesday, we bring in our friend Tommy Marquez. He's a 19-year Navy veteran. He was a senior staffer in Congress for many years, and now he brings us the information we need to help our veterans navigate the systems that are out there that they have earned through their service. Tommy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Rob. Thanks for having me.
All right. You back in the home turf, or are you still in the swamp? Where are you at this day and age?
No, it was a rough week last week, let me tell you. Being in D.C., it was really tough, but I'm happy to be home in Texas. Got home Friday, did an event Sunday with the Raven 23 guys, also known as the Blackwater 4. But good to be home in Texas and home with my family.
There you go. So what do we got? What's on the agenda this week? What did you do? Where are we going? What's the deal?
Well, you know, Rob, I am like everyone else, I think, still kind of taking on the assassination of Charlie Kirk. And I was actually in the Capitol in a meeting with Congressman Eli Crane and the Blackwater guys who had, you know, received pardons previously in the administration, the first Trump administration. And we were all taken back by it. And like so many other people, you know, we got, you know, afterwards we were talking to people. There was a lot of young people who were upset and they were looking to lash out on social media. They were mad. They wanted to point fingers and everything. And I actually was telling this to them that, you know, to just hang on, to wait till all the information came out. You know, let's see things through. You know, we're quick to react. We're quick to judge, Rob. And you know, what was very disappointing was that everything that came out in that first 2-3 hours seems to be wrong, right, Rob? I don't think any of it was accurate at all in the reporting on any of the mainstream media.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's very disappointing. Everybody's in a rush to be first, it seems like, and not a lot of people are in a rush to be correct. And you know, so I was talking to people about resources there since then, some of the young staffers that I know, I was telling them, they're like, well, what's this like? You know, they feel bad. They don't want to say PTSD, but they're like, what's this like? Is this like what it was like, you know, coming back home from war and everything? And so I shared with them this advice, and I kind of want to share this to your listeners as well, Rob. You know, I first of all think the PTSD can happen to anyone. You don't have to be in the military. I think people who were there on Ground Zero on 9/11, clearly, like you, Rob, you know, that exposure could definitely qualify or create PTSD, right? You don't have to be in the military to have PTSD. And a lot of people feel that they don't want to get mental health assessments and treatment and therapy and that kind of stuff because they weren't in the military. So let me just tell everyone this. You do not have to be in the military to have PTSD. It's not post-military traumatic stress disorder. It's post-traumatic. So anyone can go through a stressful situation. Those of us who are in childcare, we know the term ACEs. And those events that are happening in our youth that could cause a lot of negativity later on in your development. And so that can happen to anyone. So if you feel that or any other event has caused you trauma and you want to talk about it, I strongly suggest you get help. I often talk about 988 is a good resource, the crisis hotline, where they have trained professionals who can listen to you, talk to you, work with you if you feel you're having a mental health emergency. Also, you could go to any VA facility if you're a veteran, and you could speak to a mental health professional that same day, and they've worked really hard to staff at any of the VA medical facilities, a mental health expert who will get you. You might have to wait a while because you don't have an appointment, but they're going to try to get to you that day, and they aim to do that. But there's a lot of therapies out there, Rob, right now for veterans. There are some really good therapies out there on something that I've never done that has to do through VETS, that organization, Veterans Exploring Treatment Solutions. That is psychedelic therapy for veterans and for people who've experienced a lot of trauma in their life. And they seem to have a lot of positive things there. There is a lot of yoga therapy. I've seen now that there's like these workout groups. For me, walking is a big therapy. I love to walk. Today I walked 6 miles with my dogs. About 4 miles was planned. 2 miles was me chasing them after they got loose. And It was a good therapy, but something that we don't talk about, and this is what I wanted to get to, and I'm trying to get to this because I've had such negative responses from individuals online. But I want to share with everyone a statistic that came from Duke University Medical Center. And the director had experimented, Dr. Harold Kuhn, and he experimented with spirituality, theology, and health, and the mixture between the two. And one thing that he found in his studies was that the professors of psychiatry and behavior sciences systematically reviewed over 3,300 studies of spirituality and health spanning over 150 years. And in their findings, they had a remarkable number that they could not get over. And Dr. Kuhn is actually an atheist. And he was dumbfounded by the fact that the veterans over their lifetime reported an 11.1% of those experienced PTSD, that experienced PTSD had low religious or spiritual involvement. And that only 4.2% of that group was highly engaged with spirituality. And overall, that was a 62% lower risk for those who believe in God, believed in some side of God, not an institution, not a certain secular religion, just spirituality. So a God, okay? Not one group or another, but a 62% less risk for PTSD, and also the severity of PTSD was significantly lower for those people who believed in God. I am not saying that you have to believe in God to have to get cured of PTSD. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that you should not go to a treatment center like VETS or see a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a licensed trained professional. I'm not saying that. What I am telling you is this, whether it was Eddie Gallagher, the Blackwater Four guys who were all in prison for 6.5 years, several other individuals who I knew who were wrongly incarcerated, me, myself, One thing I found in common for people who were able to deal with highly stressful situations and overcome them and come out and live productive lives is a connection with God. Not a church, not a group. I'm just saying that there is some kind of correlation. And if you've tried medicine and it didn't work, if you tried therapy and it didn't work, I don't think it's controversial to say maybe you should try spirituality, whatever it may be, Hinduism, Buddhism, whatever it may be. I'm not saying you have to be Catholic. I'm just saying there is a correlation there, and the evidence shows that people who believe in God and believe in spirituality have far less greater symptoms and have far less likelihood of lifelong PTSD.
I believe it.
Give that a try.
I believe it. After losing our friend Charlie Kirk, and you know, knowing his faith and having been around him for the past decade or so myself at several events and at several occasions and speaking with him and friends on social media, you know, had me open back up my Bible. And again, I talked about this yesterday, to where whatever that is for you, you know, find some solace in it. Find some
yeah,
things that may not answer today's questions, but they may answer questions for you. Within you. And again, something that Charlie was talking about in an interview when I was going through them all was something about the order of love with St. Thomas Aquinas. And I really dove into that the other day on how, you know, you love your faith, you love yourself, you love your family, you love your neighbors, you love your nation, then you love those outside of that order. And without loving one, it's hard enough to move to the other. So, you know, I really dove into that. So it really resonates with things I've already been talking about here. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. And, you know, I've received in the past some negativity from some individuals. And I had an individual once specifically. He's like, I'm not going to let you get on here and mislead veterans that this replaces care. And I said, I'm not saying to replace your therapy through a licensed trained professional. I'm just saying that sometimes just hanging out with the guys and going duck hunting or dove hunting, like I just did, or sometimes just hanging out with the guys and talking about your problems is a lot better than taking a pill. And I also believe that sometimes just having good faith has gotten me through a lot of tough times and a lot of people that I know. And if it helps some veterans, why not offer it as a resource?
No, absolutely. Our mental health is holistic, and it should be.
Right. And I'm not saying that you have to believe in one God. You can believe in whoever you want. I don't take away from that. I'm just saying we need to start providing that again as a resource. And if you feel as though, you know, you don't even have to be a veteran, just if things have been hard in your life, if you feel as though you have not answered or you have not received the care or the therapy that you need, the pill didn't work, the doctors didn't work, you haven't had a connection, why not give God a chance? Why not give him a try, and let's see what happens.
I agree. Tommy, I appreciate you coming on today with that, and I'm glad you're back home with your family. I saw some pictures of you with the little ones. I love seeing them every day. Keep posting them.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate you, Rob. Take care.
All right, my friend. It's 422 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Thank you, EJ. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Today, partly sunny and warm, high of 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, low 58. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few pop-up showers, high 75. Wednesday night, gradual clearing, low 60. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, high 80. Friday, great start to the weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, high 75. It's currently 75 degrees right now at 423 at your official weather station, WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 426, 75 degrees on this Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. Let me go to the phone now. We have Sarah from Luzerne County. Sarah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right.
So I was in my car, and I'm not good at this. I've never called into a radio before, but I was driving, and I was listening to the gentleman that had just called in that you were speaking to, and I heard him talking about, you know, people with PTSD and maybe have dealt with trauma in their life. And sometimes if you've, you know, tried medication and therapy, that spirituality may be the way to go.
Yeah.
And he's 1,000% correct, because I don't know, I was just moved by it, because it's currently what I'm going through. So he's 1,000% correct. Both of my parents just passed away this summer, within 30 days of each other. I have a daughter that just graduated.
Sarah.
Thank you. My dad was a paratrooper in the Army.
God bless him.
Was at Geno Murley when he passed away at the end of June. All three of my brothers went to the service academies. One of my other brothers was in the ROTC. My youngest daughter just graduated from the Naval Academy. A little bit of a strained relationship. So I have a lot I'm dealing with in life. So about 2 years ago, and I'm Catholic. We were raised Catholic. I'm the youngest of 15 kids.
How many kids?
15.
Wow. You're the youngest, huh? That's trauma within itself, I'm sure, Sarah.
Yes. Thank you for that. Nobody seems to understand that part of it. So about 2 years ago, and I won't keep you,
long as you need to talk, Sarah.
About 2 years ago, I went over to my church, Monsignor Sempa in West Pittston, Immaculate Conception. He is one of the most wonderful men I've ever come across in my life. My husband's ex is a nightmare, and just some other personal things that were going on. And I've been on medicine. I've been to therapy. You know, where people just sit across from you at a table with a laptop and type everything that you're saying into a computer, and there's, you know, no real interaction.
A lot of us have been there, Sarah, and understand exactly what you're talking about.
So I went over there and expressed to him that I was really struggling, and he set me up with a gentleman that comes to our church that provides therapy for people that need it. And I've been there for 2.5 years, and it's the best thing I ever did, going to my priest, because now I'm back at church. I'm not on medication. I just check in with, you know, Monsignor Semp every week when I go to church. And it's just what that man was saying is I wish more people knew it. My husband and I own a... What was that?
Go ahead. See the power of faith and prayer?
Yes.
Go ahead. Say what you're saying.
My husband and I own a small business. I'm not going to say what it is, but last week, for September 11th and the day after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, I put a sign out front that said, God bless our country and Charlie Kirk, with a red, white, and blue heart. And since then, we've had 2 employees quit. Thank God, because I don't need anybody working around me that has that hate in their heart. Several customers have complained, but as many customers that have complained about that sign, I've had 20 per each complaint that have come in and said that they love the sign. I'm going to be 50 in January, and you know, I don't want to say our mother dragged us to church, but when you're young and you have to go, you know, several times a week, and then, you know, around Easter, there's stations. It's a lot when you're a kid. If I had someone when I was growing up, or even into my, you know, when I was a teenager or in my early 20s, like Charlie Kirk, my whole life would have been different. I'm not saying I wish I did, you know, things differently as far as having my kids, because I was a single mom. My whole life would have been different if I had someone like Charlie Kirk to listen to. My whole life would have been different. I just told my husband that yesterday, and he doesn't believe in God. I'm married to somebody that doesn't believe in God. Little by little, he's coming around. But if I had somebody like Charlie Kirk, it blows my mind how different someone's life could be.
You know, Sarah, just you hearing you say this today, I posted something 5 hours ago on my social media, and it was geared towards men, young men. And I posted, it's pretty much what you're saying now, more holistically. But I said, young men need mentorship. And in the lack of a mentor, they are at risk of following the loudest voices. And that's what I posted 5 hours ago. So to hear you say this now, and to how you're finding your answers in prayer, regardless of what that is. You know, you're Roman Catholic, I'm Roman Catholic, you know, but whatever that is for someone, and that it's worked for you, and it's taken the place of medicine, it's taken the place of a doctor, it's taken a place, and you're finding your place to find that peace. And it's, believe me, it's a working progress. It's a never ending search for us as Christians, or for anyone who follows religion, whatever that may be.
Right.
But to hear
God doesn't answer your prayers as soon as you say them. So,
no.
You know, you give up and you get frustrated and you maybe turn to other things, but,
yeah. Well, to hear your bravery and to call us and give us your take on this here, I applaud you, and I pray for you as well, and hopefully you find your peace as you move forward. It looks like you're on a very great route there. It looks like you have that nucleus around you and your pastor and your people, and your husband may not be Christian, but if he loves the one who is, he will support it. So
he'll get there.
Yeah.
But well, thank you, and thank you for your show, and for everything that you do.
I thank you so much for calling.
I listen to you daily.
Thank you. I thank you so much for calling in today, Sarah. God bless.
Nope. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Calls like that. It's 4:33 here, WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in Pennsylvania in law enforcement. And we're going to name them in a second. Sarah, if you're still listening, can you please call back the show? I have some numbers that Johnny will give you off the air. But if you can call back the show, the same line you called, and we'll get you that information and we'll explain to you why we're giving you that information when you call back. So please, Sarah, if you're listening, call back. So let's name those today that we lost on this day. Detective Norman Alexander Stewart, 1983 Pittsburgh Bureau of Police. Detective Norman Stewart was shot and killed by an 18-year-old youth who grabbed his partner's service revolver and shot him during an undercover narcotics raid at the Terrace Village Housing Project in the Hill District section of the city. Correctional Officer Stephen Airy Sr., Pennsylvania Department of Corrections in 1973. Correctional Officer Stephen Airy was stabbed to death while working at SCI Greaterford. He was attacked in the corridor near the prison's kitchen and stabbed more than 40 times. Captain Edward Hilker, Scott Township Police Department, Pennsylvania in 1956. Captain Edward Hilker suffered a fatal heart attack while on duty. Out of respect for Captain Hilker, five police captains from the neighboring town, as well as Scott Township's police lieutenant, served as pallbearers at his funeral. Again, that was 1956. And Chief of Police George Ray, West Newton Borough Police Department in Pennsylvania in 1924, was shot and killed by a man he admonished along with other people at a street party for disturbing the peace. Suspect was captured a week later in Welch, West Virginia. He was convicted of the first-degree murder and executed in the electric chair January 19, 1925. And Patrolman John Kinsinger, Reading Police Department in 1911, was shot and killed while assisting another officer arrest a drunk man in a home at the 1300 block of Locust Street. He was shot while struggling with the man in the back door of the house. Those are our five from today in Pennsylvania. And then Sarah from Luzerne County, if you can call back, got some great information for you to help you out with your business. So please give us a call back to the text line, the phone line here. It is 4:42 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Thank you, EJ. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Kurt Aaron. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, low 58. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a few pop-up showers, high 75. Wednesday night, gradual clearing, low of 60. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny, high 80. Friday, great start to the weekend, mix of sun and clouds, high of 75. It is currently 75 degrees here at 4:43 at your official weather station, WILK. Time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Isabella Restaurant. Great deal for dinner. Get a $50 gift certificate for only $25, serving Italian-American cuisine and seafood using seasonal ingredients from local farms whenever possible. Beyond Bistro is the Solanato Room. Seats up to 45 guests with an 80-inch flat-screen TV and Wi-Fi. Great for special occasions, corporate events, or parties. Located at 315 in Wilkes-Barre. Visit getmyperks.com for all the details. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 4:47 here, 75 degrees. Sarah, if you're still listening to the show, please give a call back. We got some information. And listen, I love our listeners out there. I have an individual who runs an HR firm, not going to say who, that said he will get Sarah employees to replace the ones that she recently lost. And Tommy Marquez, our friend, who we talked to just before Sarah that caused Sarah's phone call, texted me and said, wow, one of 15. Tommy himself is one of 18. So are you the youngest, Tommy, though? She was the youngest, so youngest of 15. That's got to be unbelievable. And I had another listener, a good friend of the show, text in that with her number saying that she has someone that would be a perfect fit to work for Sarah at her organization as well. So it just goes to show that nucleus that we have out there, listeners, and I appreciate you all. Got another text message in. Rob, I enjoyed the call from the lady who found herself. I understand her totally. Keep up the faith. We need to stay close to God. Thank you. Great call. I appreciate that. That as well. That as well. It is. Time for today in history. Yeah, that's what I got right now. See, trying to pull everything together here. On this day, September 16th, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? 1620, the Mayflower departed from Plymouth, England, carrying the pilgrims to the New World, eventually leading to the founding of Plymouth Colony in what is now Massachusetts. This marks a pivotal moment in early American colonization. Have you ever been to Plymouth Rock? It's pretty underwhelming if you've ever gone there. I mean, yeah. It's great to see, but it's not what you expect unless you know what you're expecting. 1810, while not a U.S. event directly, the Grito de Dolores, the Mexican in Mexico, began its independence movement from Spain, influencing U.S.-Mexico relations and the eventual shaping of the American Southwest. 1858, the first transcontinental mail service via stagecoach began, connecting the eastern U.S. to the west coast, a precursor to faster communication system like the Pony Express. 1908, General Motors Corporation was founded in Flint, Michigan by William C. Durant, becoming a cornerstone of the American automotive industry and economic growth. 1920, the Wall Street bombing occurred in New York City, where a horse-drawn wagon bomb killed 38 people and injured hundreds. marking one of the deadliest terrorist attacks in the U.S. at the time, with no perpetrators definitively identified. 1920, terrorist attack killing 38 people in New York. 1963, the science fiction TV series The Outer Limits premiered, contributing to American pop culture and sci-fi genre growth during the Cold War era. 1974, President Gerald Ford announced a conditional amnesty program for Vietnam War deserters and draft evaders, reflecting efforts to heal national divisions post-Vietnam War. 1987, the Montreal Protocol was signed, including by the U.S., to phase out ozone-depleting substance, so showcasing U.S. leadership and global environmental policy. In 2013, a mass shooting in the Washington Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. resulted in 12 deaths, highlighting ongoing concerns about violence in the U.S. at the time. And that's a little bit of today in history. Let me go to the phone now. We have Mike from Bloomberg. Mike.
Yeah. Hey, first, I just want to say I watched the press conference today from Utah about the murder. And I have to say it was extremely depressing to think about the people that have to be involved in this, obviously, then the families, the victim's family, and then the people that could possibly be on a jury. I was on a sensational murder trial jury one time, and it was probably 20 years ago, and it's still, you know, that woman was talking about, was it traumatic stress? That was traumatic for me to sit through what I had to hear, what I had to see, and just take part in it and then cast the vote. And I just feel sorry for everybody involved. But I have one question, Robin, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but do you think it's possible that this kid was groomed by some organization to act like he did?
They definitely need to dig into, and if I was the family, I'd want to know how their son or how he himself got radicalized, by whom, under what means. I mean, we're seeing it more and more this day in social media age, this day in these chat rooms that are out there that get extremely dark at times, especially in some of these gaming communities. And I don't mean to focus on them, because it's not a gaming problem here. It's just they're using that as an avenue to radicalize a lot of people. But no, I think it behooves the safety of future events to realize how this person got this way. And if it was outside organizations that manipulated this individual, then we need to find that out. And I think the investigation there's a lot of digital footprint here. And I think the investigation, as it moves forward, will forensically pull that out.
Well, that's really good to hear. And I did want to ask you, because I know with your background that you would probably have a good answer, and I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that there is a digital footprint here is good. It's not like people meeting in the woods and determining, you know, to do something nefarious, to where unless someone speaks up of what was going on, and then it's a he said, she said, or he said type thing, you know, this is a digital footprint. There's IP addresses. There's who said what. You know, there's chats that go back to, you know, who was involved here, and that they can trace and plot out a map of everyone who touched this individual and put them in the direction that he went in.
You're correct. It must have went downhill very quickly, because evidently I heard he had a full scholarship, and then the next thing you know, he's out of school, and within a year, this happens. It seems awful fast.
Well, extremely bright individual. I believe that he went to a traditional university for a semester and then changed to some kind of trade school. That could have been by choice. His family has said, and people around him has said, over the past couple of years, he's become radicalized. Some high school students, friends of his, or people that knew him, said that he became radicalized then. So this just didn't happen all of a sudden. It's been going on for at least a few years. But how and why it happened is answers that need to be had, so families could protect their children from its influence. So I think it helps everyone to find out exactly how this person got to where they are.
Then one last thing. The ramifications from this event. In other words, you know, people speaking in public, people voicing their feelings and their beliefs and things like that. I think that it really has to, it's wide ranging and how it's going to affect our society. I mean, to me, this is I don't want to say it's like a turning point, but it just seems so significant because I only heard of Charlie Kirk when he was, you know, kind of banned from Penn State. He wanted to have, during the run-up to the election, he wanted to have a thing there, and it went round and round, and eventually I think he was like either off campus or adjacent to the campus or something. I don't know. But there was a big hubbubaloo about it, you know, with the administration there and the students. But I just have to think that so many people that seem to have been aware of Charlie Kirk, and I've only been aware of him, you know, since just before the election, but I learned to love him and just really, I listened to his podcast and things and I just admired him so much. But then this happens and so many, I just think it's going to have a traumatic effect on the whole society.
Well, just like that open air concert out in Las Vegas that someone opened fire on, it's going to have a lot of things to be looked at for future events. But I don't think it's going to silence anything. Mike, I appreciate you checking in.
Thank you now. Take care now.
Thank you. Let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning real quick because I'm already running late behind a break and Johnny's banging on the window looking at me. Listen, I had a criteria. They came to my house today. They were in and out in 5 hours, installed this entire system, soup to nuts, showed us how to use it, went through the remote control, showed us how, you know, the general maintenance on it to clean the filters and everything and what we need to do moving forward. This thing is covered for like 12 years. It's unbelievable. That Mitsubishi electric heat pump system, top of the line. I wanted a local company, I wanted a family-owned company, and I wanted a company that used equipment like the Mitsubishi electric heat pump. They are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite Contractors, trained premier comfort specialists, 24/7, 365 service, cool club maintenance plans, water heaters same day, and that family name. It's right on everything. It's on the trucks. It's on their literature. It's on my system with a SKU code I can just scan, and it puts me in touch with them so I can order a filter or whatever I need to do. Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, that family aspect, their name is there. It's on everything. They stand behind everything. Comfort is their business. If you're looking for heat, air conditioning, HVAC, water heaters, anything, boiler, whatever you need, they will work out for you. And again, I couldn't believe the efficiency of these guys coming in and getting it done in just over half a day. Right after lunch, they were done. Didn't even take a lunch break. So check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And tell them I sent you. It's 4:57 here at WIOK. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.